all bullshit. You better meet me. Ain't no way I work night crew in this motherfucker. That manager up in here is a bitch. She needs to brush her hair. Alright, let me finish this conversation. Go ahead, honey.
It's okay. You are, by the way, you're fucking hilarious. You're making fun of this manager's hair?
Yes, because she's a fucking old ghetto-ass looking woman whose hair is never fucking brushed, always nappy, and got this big old pot belly like she gets drunk every damn night.
Listen, all I'm going to say is if you're going to talk like that, you better have some fine-ass hair and be in good shape. You know, you can't be throwing stones in glass houses now.
First off, my hair is down to my ass. And it is long and curly and pretty.
Yes, ma'am. all right, anyway, hold on. This is what I was trying to say, this big crescendo I was leading up to. I was saying, not only one, does it show how hard I fucking worked. This is the second thing that I'm hoping to express to you. You said a few minutes ago, or several minutes ago, that the only people that know what really happened were those boys and God, right? Well, the whole process of good, honest, hardworking journalism, which we're losing more and more nowadays, but is to, in fact, reveal the truth. It is to inspect the truth. It is to bring the truth to light, the truth that has been suppressed, that has been kept in darkness.
That's right, but you never fully know the whole damn truth.
But you start,
you're never going to know every single fact.
That's not true, though. You don't, and we don't have to know every single fact, but we do have to try to get closer. And this entire circumstance, I want to show you, I want to show it to you, is much more involved than just you. You know, look, I have probably made the greatest attempt and the greatest efforts to have a conversation with you, but you cannot imagine the amount of hours, the amount of notes, the amount of conversations, the amount of work I've put into everything. And what I'm trying to get at is that real journalism can, in fact, be a positive form of change when done right, and of course, when it really does find the truth, you know, when it's verified. And
you're absolutely right. It can. It can absolutely be a positive thing. How often is it a positive thing, though?
Well, what if this is one of those times?
Look, and it could be one of them times. I don't want any kind of repercussions.
There are no repercussions. There are no repercussions. Here, this is what I was going to ask you. This is the final thing. I'm going to let you go. I promise. We've done a really good job in this conversation, but you still only know me as a voice. I feel obligated at least to offer to shake your hand and thank you and meet you in person so you, in a way, you feel even more secure and trustful of where, of how far we've...
Your phone's breaking up.
Sorry.
Your phone is breaking up. I've got full signal. It's got to be you.
I'm at 2.5 bars, something like that. can you hear me okay?
I can now. It was like going in and out. So go ahead.
What I was saying is that we've done a really good job in this conversation of getting to a better place. But I feel obligated, not only as a reporter, but also as like a nice human being, that you should meet me, that you should know me, that it shouldn't just be my voice over a phone. Would you be comfortable with me introducing myself in person to you sometime?
And it's all right, baby. Here you go. You too, honey. Thank you. I mean, that would be fine, but that's a whole lot of money.
Don't worry about that. I'm just asking you. Let's say hypothetically, I was in Winston-Salem on a day when you had time. Hey, you don't even need to let me inside. You don't. You really don't have to let me inside. But I just want the opportunity, because it's important to me as a reporter, to show people that we're not all scumbags looking for a scoop, calling people nonstop. It would feel better to be able to look me in the eyes and hear me and like see me say to you, I'm sorry, and that I'm working hard out of honesty, I promise. I kind of want that opportunity.
Well, I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's fine.
Well, I also would need to know, like, let's say we started this conversation also, if you remember, by me saying, I would never, ever speak to you again, I promise. But now I have to go back on that promise and ask if we can undo that promise and I would have the opportunity to be in touch with you.
Okay.
And if I made a visit to Winston-Salem, hypothetically, in the, say, let's say the next 5 to 7 days, what would be a day that would work best for you? For me to just come and shake your hand, just say hello, and just meet you.
It would probably work better on a, I work third shift, so I'm usually asleep all day.
At you're talking about at the tobacco factory or whatever?
Yeah.
So yeah, third shift is like the graveyard shift?
Yeah.
Which are, like, what are those hours? It sounds like those are midnight
to... I'm there from 10:30 at night until 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, good God. My God.
Yeah.
That's a pain in the ass.
So then I get home, or it's about, fuck, not even home, because right now we're staying in a motel. So,
I'm sorry. Why is that?
Because the place I had gotten is, like, well, me and Zach stay together, and the place I had went to go get his probation officer, or parole, his own post release, so parole officer, probation officer, whatever, anyway, said it needs to be the landlord. Landlord did not want him on the premises, which meant I had to roll, so now I'm in the process of getting all my shit out of that place and getting into storage, and he's keeping my deposit and everything else. So
no.
Therefore, I have to save up my money again and get into another place.
Well,
that's a bunch of bullshit. That's why I said it's like it's not like fucking being out here and like, and not to sound fucking simple or anything, but like, 3 hots and a cot sounds real goddamn nice.
Well, how about the idea that just maybe you and Zach and your son could get treated to dinner one of these nights? And hey, if it has to be Taco Bell, I'll give you guys Taco Bell. Whatever you want.
I think they're all burnt out on fucking Taco Bell, especially, like, that's all I want.
No, I'm just
give me Taco Bell and I'm good.
Anyway, my point is just that I want the opportunity to create an honest, good relationship that's beyond the phone call bullshit. You know what I mean? Because if in theory, all of this effort leads to a real positive change, I just think it's important that, you know, that you believe in me and that you feel like you know me more than just a voice on the other end of the phone. You know, like, this could be something really big and positive and wonderful. It could be. You know, I haven't gone this far because I didn't think it was a possibility. I have gone this far because I do think it can happen.
What?
So if I were to... So you work the nights or whatever. What would be, in theory, like an afternoon or an early afternoon? Whatever it is. Like, today is...
If it's on a weeknight...
Girl, you pick the day. I'll be there. Like, that's my point. Is you say that...
Saturday is the best day for me.
What about... Okay, so Saturday, what about Sunday?
Friday night. Friday evening.
Okay.
And Saturdays are the best. Sundays, fucking... I have to... try to throw my damn sleep schedule back in the
way. Okay, what about Mondays and Tuesdays, just in case?
If it's Mondays, I mean, like, like I said, I'm asleep during the day, so I'll just have to get up sometime in the evening.
And you would be, and again, you would be open to, you would be okay with that? Because it was only 2 hours ago that, you know, we didn't feel this way.
Well...
Which is okay, which is understandable. I just want to make sure that we have honestly gotten to a place that is good.